Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Low Down and Dirty, presented by Garage Talk Live, the place to get the lowdown on dirt track racing from the greater Northeast and beyond. We plan on getting you up to speed and informed on all the latest news in the world of dirt track racing. From the Mile at Syracuse to the Bull Rings of the Midwest, we've got you covered. So get ready for the fastest hour on Blog Talk Radio. And here, with their elbows up and the loud pedal down, your hosts, Joe Adams and Brian Whippy Whitman. Hello, everybody, and good evening, and welcome to Low Down and Dirty. We are live again from the Wingman right here in downtown East Greenville. We want to thank them for allowing us to stop in here and enjoy these tasty treats and these wings. They hooked us up, as always. It's good to have some people here in the crowd. Thank you very much for coming out. Thank you.
They're eating.
They're having a good time. To my right is my good friend, the master of Victory Lane, Mr. Brian Whippy Whitman.
Yo, what's up? I like that master thing.
As always, our good friend Scotty Deal is with us.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
And our good friend, our buddy, the Queen, Tammy Allman. Thank you so much. She's chowing down right now. She doesn't even have a headset on. She doesn't even care.
But you know what?
And this she's drinking.
This week her hands aren't quite as messy as last week. She's using a fork.
She loves the fork herself.
Dun-dun-dun.
Hey, a lot of cool stuff happening this weekend, man. I tell you, we were all at Grandview Speedway Saturday night for what was probably, what I've been told, is probably the best modified race that several people have ever seen. What do you think about that?
It ranks up there with last year's Sixer.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that a little bit more, but that's some pretty cool stuff, man.
Yeah, got to give a shout-out to Gary Silverman Video for I didn't see the spin until tonight.
Holy crap. It's a spin and win at Grandview Speedway. Hey, we have a very, very special guest tonight on the program at the 9 o'clock hour. My good friend, Mr. Chad Sinnen, owner of the BPG Racing, number 4, Dwayne Howard. We're going to be chatting with him in the second hour of the show. Got lots of things to talk about. I have some very interesting questions to ask him. He told me it's going to get kind of crazy tonight.
We're in trouble.
We're
in trouble.
Yeah. Thank God we don't have FCC regulations here. We'd all be screwed.
Yeah.
Scotty, why are you looking at me like that?
You irritate me.
Yeah. Do you realize that?
Yeah, I work real hard at it, don't you know?
Yeah, well, you're good at it.
Hey, we got some results.
Where are we at, Whip?
We're going to start with Brett Dale's Battle of the Bull Rings at the Accord Speedway. And picking up the big win was Danny Creedon, picked up $5,925. And I talked to Brett Saturday night, and he said that might have been his best attended show ever.
And jammed the pits, too.
Even Super Nats and all that kind of stuff.
Yep, that's what he said. Yep.
I tell you what, he is a master at getting midweek shows going. He's unbelievable.
He's the new Glenn Donnelly of midweek shows. So
maybe he's just the new Brett Dale.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had 30-some modifieds, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, no, he had more than that. He had 48.
Yeah, he had 48 mods.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
46 for a midweek show. It's just unbelievable the amount of talent that he gets to pull in up there. So.
And it was a good field. You read down the names and man.
Yeah.
So, hats off to Danny Creedon. That's probably his biggest win ever. You know, I guess
biggest win. That's his biggest win.
Yeah. Lost the lead 3 times. Got back. So, that's a good one. And then Anthony Prager won Sportsman. So, that's a good one. And then we got Mr. Stuart Friesen, Eminem. Eyes Mr. Dale Plank for all-time wins up at the Utica-Rome Speedway. So, Matt Shepard was second, Ryan Phelps was third. But Stuart Friesen, eyes Dale Plank. Now, Dale Plank's been around for a long time, so.
Been around for a very long time.
He's like that Danny Johnson, Al Johnson era.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, before we go too much further, Whip, just want to give an update on Michael Parent, the ESS driver that was injured up at Canandaigua on Saturday. He's reportedly up and out of bed and doing much better than he was. So, you know, keep your, you know, good thoughts and prayers and best wishes going towards Michael and his family. And hopefully his back injuries aren't as extensive as they thought, and he heals quickly.
Yeah, them sprint car guys are taking a tough year.
Yeah, tough year for those guys.
For those guys. You know, and then, well, Big Dive got rained out. So.
For the eighth time.
Yeah, for the eighth
They're
time.
Getting killed up there, man.
Yeah.
You know, Big Diamond has... Scotty, do we have information on that... the bucks, the money that they're giving away for students at Big Diamond?
I can look that up, Joey.
Yeah, that's some pretty interesting stuff. Also at the Big Diamond, before we get rolling here too much, the Coal Region Racing Reunion at Big Diamond Speedway is Saturday, August 17th from 8 o'clock to 2 p.m. The rain date is Sunday, August 18th. And just stop on up. They got a lot of cool things going on from back in the day. You're going to see some things and talk about some things about Anthracite Speedway, Mount Carbon, Gold Mine, Mahoning City, Branchdale Speedway, Circle M, Fort Lebanon, the original Schuylkill County Fairgrounds, and the original Big Diamond Speedway. The drivers, car owners, and fans are welcome. Should be a great time. There's going to be a meet and greet with the drivers, an autograph session, vintage race cars on display, vintage race cars on the track. If you do need some more information about this, you can contact Mike Clay at 570-294-2669. The general admission is free. The pit admission is just $10. So stop on up there. Check that out. It's going to be a pretty big deal going on up there. So please stop in and see what's going on. It's very nice of the people to put that together. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Jen and Gary Lillick for getting that information to me.
Absolutely. That's cool. Are we ready to talk about the spin and win or not? Are we going to wait to give some more results?
Well, that's up to you, Whip. Go with it.
Well,
dude, what do you want to do? Dude,
you got
a call.
I don't care. I was in the infield, so I missed this.
You did.
But apparently, I just seen it on Gary Silverman's video. Dwayne Howard spins in turn three, loses seven spots.
Seven spots.
And still comes back and wins in a backup car. And
a freshly lettered backup car.
Yeah, freshly lettered backup car by the talented Joey Adams.
I've been told that is some of my best work.
No,
and I have to agree with it.
It was probably the best.
It was probably the best.
The best looking car I've seen you do.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree with that. Probably many other people do as well.
Yeah.
I did that over lunch one day.
But the thing about it was in the heat race, in his primary car, it was like last spot. Got a little compact and hit the outside wall and knocked the rear out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, he still finished the heat race.
Yeah, wobbling and bobbling and all kind of stuff.
The left rear tire was like three quarters out of the bottom. And I bet half of the tire was on the surface. The other half, it was just cocked.
The correct racing term for that tire and wheel combo back there is cattywampus.
that's a racing term.
It is a racing term.
Well,
yeah.
And when he pulled the pit, I wonder what Finch was thinking.
I don't know if you want to know that.
Yeah. That's not even for internet radio.
Finch was on the backstretch screaming.
Yeah, yeah.
When he was ripping around the cushion.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah.
I don't think he was impressed.
No. Do you think we have to ask this Mr. Simmons dude if he got a phone call? We're gonna beat the back of the car.
Oh, that's Chad Sinnott.
Yeah.
Is that who that is? Oh, okay.
So. I just want to say hats off to Dwayne Howard, man. When he pulled into victory lane, he was one jacked up dude.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you can wreck him. You can thump him in the wall.
You can spin him out.
You can spin him out. You can penalize him, black flag him.
Right. But put him in his backup car.
Post back up to the top.
Yeah, it was quite epic. I mean, I know we're talking a lot about Dwayne, but, I mean, to see that performance was quite amazing. And
I mean, how Mr. Strunk and Craig Van Dorn put on a hell of a battle.
They did. I mean, the cream came to the, you know, top there, and they just, you know, they just went at it.
You know, and what Ernie said and Rick Blaine about those three guys, that's probably the talent. That was not a good statement.
Yeah.
Because you think Glendora's got the most wins, Strunke's got the most titles, and Howard's working on it.
He's working on those, yeah.
You know, so.
That's true.
That was impressive.
We got to see a bunch of slide jobs again Saturday night.
It was like sprint cars.
What's your take on this, guys? Why do you think we're seeing more and more slide jobs in a modified? What's up with that? I mean, they used to be popular. They've been popular for a long time, like up north when they're really dry, slick tracks. Never seen them here at Grandview or Big Diamond or anything like that. What's your take on that? What do you think?
Well, yeah, it's amazing that it's more prevalent this year. I mean, you've seen it in years past, but, you know, mm-hmm. onesie, twosie. I mean, each week we're starting to see them now.
Yeah,
and I think the guys are just starting to figure out that, hey, this style will work at Grandview, and we can make passes like that. And the guys that know how to do it are right now are a little bit ahead of the other guys that are still catching up. There's definitely guys catching up to that technique.
Well, the big three definitely know how to do it. They proved that Saturday night.
Well, they've done the most traveling. They've seen the most dry tracks. They've seen the most different conditions. They've been able to experience other guys doing that to them. So.
You brought up a good point. According to someone that posted on Grandview Incorporated's Facebook page,
for your beer,
Dwayne Howard doesn't get around other tracks. He only goes there because he knows he can win there, and he can't, according to this guy's opinion here, he can't race anywhere else, which I thought was just absolutely ridiculous because apparently this person is not a race fan, but unreal.
Isn't he a track champion at Bridgeport Speedway?
Oh, yeah. I guess that doesn't matter to this particular race fan.
Yeah.
So.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's just the way people are. I don't know.
Yeah. But in the late models, it was Sammy Schlossberg put on a great pass.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. For the win. And Mike Wasoski picks up the sportsman win. So, and all three features were awesome up there on the hill Saturday night.
They really were.
It was good.
All right, what was your take on the lap traffic and the sportsman feature? Where do we stand on this?
You're talking about the incident for the leaders going by Katie McCardle, like with two laps to go?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Katie did anything wrong. I think she let him go at the end of the straightaway and let him race into the turn. Haven't looked at the video to verify that, but that's what I saw when, I was viewing the race. Maybe I should look at the film a little bit and maybe I'd readjust my thoughts there. But I thought straight away Katie didn't, do anything wrong there.
Well, the reason I asked was because Jared showed his displeasure after the race there.
Yeah. That bothered me. I thought Jared was above that. I didn't think he needed to go run into her. And he was the aggressor, right?
He was. He was. And, these guys are jacked up, though. I mean, they're going for the win. You know, it's tough. If you've ever been in a competitive situation, you kind of understand that. You got to win at all costs. That's just the way it is. If you noticed, Craig did an interview after the feature.
Dude,
Craig's a great guy. He's really a nice guy.
That's
he was pissed.
Yeah. I know what a NASCAR person feels like now when you got to stick the mic in the second place guy's face.
You know? He's a competitor, and he wasn't happy that
he was not happy.
No, he wasn't. And he wasn't afraid to let people know it either.
No, suck. That's what he said. Suck.
Exactly.
And I walked away.
Yeah.
So, hey, you got to respect the man.
Yeah, it's tough to walk up to somebody right after the heat of the battle and expect them to always come across and be, real, wanting to communicate with you. That's not always going to happen.
Yeah.
And Craig, he wanted to win that race and right to the end he was right there.
He was right there. He was so close, but yet so far.
Yeah.
And Kenny said, "Whippy, you got to go interview the other second and third." I went, "What?
Yeah.
What?"
Ruh-roh.
I knew Jeff would be cool. I mean, that's just, he's just different. I mean, I'm not saying nothing bad against Craig. Oh,
exactly. Everybody has a different personality.
Different people.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
So it was like, I went from, the PO'd person to Jeff was, he was like more the ploy.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks to the fans for coming out. It was a good race.
Yeah.
Thanks to the
track. I wasn't
track,
afraid to do that.
No.
Jeff's Me and Jeff are tight.
Again, Craig's a competitor.
Craig's competitor. And thanks for him for coming out for meet and greet.
Yeah, he did a great job. The fans loved that. That was probably one of our most popular meet and greets by far.
Yeah, so I would have never thought.
People can say what they want about Craig. He's a personal guy. He got out there in the crowd, and he was signed everybody's autographs, didn't leave
taking
until everybody got
there. Smiling, absolutely.
Yeah. And, and there's a picture on our Facebook page, on the Grandview's Facebook page, of Craig kneeling down to some kids, you know, giving them autographs and stuff. He was great with the kids. And
he was.
And it was. I'm glad he did it. I'm really glad he did it.
Yeah. And his birthday tonight.
50 years old.
You said it, not me.
It's hard to believe that he doesn't look 50.
No, he don't look. He don't look.
No. So all the ladies still love CVD.
Oh, yeah. He's the Al Tasnati up at Grandview. You know,
I think he dyes his hair.
He's a chick dude. You know, he's a chick mag.
Yeah. Chicks dig him.
Yeah, they like him.
So happy birthday, CBD.
Yeah. Yeah, good break. It's on the hill. Loved it. See what happens this Saturday.
And we made a nice collection for Kramer Williamson.
Kramer Williams.
Yeah, I want to pass this out to the fans. Everybody that donated for the helmet drives. Thank you to all the drivers that came out and took their time to come out and collect money from all the fans. And thank you to all the fans for giving money. It was amazing. Over $1,800 was raised for Kramer's family. So that deserves a round of applause.
That deserves a clap.
To the fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
And you know what was awesome too? Everywhere you looked Saturday night, there was pink everywhere. Everybody was honoring Kramer. It was just unbelievable.
And that was through word of mouth, Facebook,
social media.
And social media.
I seen pink shoelaces. I seen pink shirts, just bands, headbands, all kind of stuff. I mean, yes, Tammy just informed me that there was a bunch of cars that had pink ribbons streaming off the back. I mean, it was just it's amazing. The pink ribbons were from Low Down and Dirty.
Yeah.
Oh, we're from Low Down and Dirty. We didn't even know that, did we?
Oh,
that's awesome.
Wow, I'm glad we sponsored that.
Glad we helped out with that.
We were busy. We had meet and greet, and we sponsored the ribbons.
Yeah,
but we were.
Wow.
Apparently,
we had
the
a lot
team
of
took care of that.
That dude is trashed.
That dude, Can you get a DUI on a bike?
Yeah, because if you can, you're screwed, buddy.
We got a dude.
Just bring, bring, he's done.
In front of the wingman here, there's a little bit of an intoxicated person that can't quite get on his bike.
Oh,
you're
going to
get on his bike?
Bike.
No.
Get on it. Get on it.
He's white.
Get on, ride it. Come on.
He is walking his bike.
Dude, you'll heal eventually. Don't worry about it. Just do it.
Yep. You had fun at the wingman tonight. there's a fire hawk. Oh, God. Yep.
Not many people know Pfister's fire hydrant story.
Well, I'll tell it very quickly. Pfister was in Hagerstown. Pfister got drunk. Pfister fell down a hill. Pfister face planted a fire hydrant. End of story. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Fire hydrant one, Pfister zero. Yeah.
Look at how many fire hydrants are around. Just one.
Just one.
And he made it past the fire hydrant.
Pfister could probably find it. Yep.
Yeah, he could. Pfister sent me photos of his dome after he face-planted the fire hydrant. Looked like he won 10 rounds with a Riddick bow, man. He was just bruised and bumped and black and blue. He actually looked better, beat up.
I was going to say, more of a mess than normal.
Yeah. That's a vast improvement.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow, that dude, man, I hope he makes it home safe. Wow.
Yeah, he's not riding his bike because...
No, he's walking it.
He's taking his bike for a walk.
He's taking it for a walk. I ain't getting on this.
That dude is struggling.
You're a nice bike.
Thanks for coming to the wingman.
Yeah. Dude, you're my favorite bike. Get me home. Wow.
Dude, I love you, Mike.
Holy smokes, dude. Did he make it past the traffic light yet? I lost sight of him. Well, he's probably laying in the middle of the highway up there.
These are the things that you miss when you don't come out here.
That's right. Thank God he's walking his bike, and he ain't you. Good God. All right, back to the program.
What program? Oh, yeah.
Results.
Hey, how about buddy Robbie Stillwagon?
Yeah, Stillwagon.
Yeah.
He must be happy because
he's happy. You
know? On Friday night, he picked up a broken hat. So, that's good for him. Up at the Dundee Speedway.
Where is Dundee?
Up near Watkins Glen. It is one part of the Finger Lakes area. I'm serious.
That's why I asked you, because I know that's your neck of the woods.
There's five lakes and it's like a finger. That's why it's called Finger Lakes. Mm-hmm. So, and then, hey, Labor Day weekend, we got moving from New Egypt Speedway to the Bridgeport Speedway now will be the Friends of Mike Go.
That's where it is.
So that should be big.
Yeah, they're getting all the preparations for that.
Yep.
Big money, big names.
Yep, big money.
Big fun.
So on the big 5/8 mile.
On the big 5/8 mile.
So I'm looking forward to that. I think I have to run down for that one. Thursday night, August 29th. That's what you can kick Labor Day off with.
Hey, that's an idea. Is that when it is? Friday?
Yeah. No, Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday.
I tell you when it is, but I can't see because I don't have a flashlight. Darkness is set in.
Well, you know, be more like a Boy Scout and come prepared, you know?
Okay, I'll build a fire over here. I'll rub a couple sticks together.
You know what I did Friday night at Linda's? I was a rock star in turn two.
Dude, you're a rock star every day, brother.
Is that every time Eric came by, you just
for it up? Yeah, I stood up at the fence.
Oh, in tribute of Kramer.
Tribute, yep.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
He didn't see me, though. Eric didn't see me. He was paying more attention to out front.
Well, on that start, I'm not sure what he was paying attention to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I tell you what, man. He was snoozing on that one.
First one.
Yeah.
Well... He was the second place guy. He had to let the leader go first. You know?
No, that wasn't it. Eric Whitby, you lost talent on that restart there, brother. He just admitted it. He lost talent.
Not that he ran out of talent.
You just lost it temporarily.
Yeah. You didn't allow the pedal stomp hard enough. You just didn't go.
He said he did it. It just didn't go.
We'll talk about that.
We'll be talking to Mr. Whitby about that because I do have some results from Linda Speedway.
And the whole crew was there.
The whole crew.
Low down dirty.
Victory Lane ceremony was quite interesting. Yeah. And on a side note, I was told that it had a very firm butt. Just putting it out there. Compliments of him as he almost spit his soda out as he was drinking.
What? Did Clarence show up?
No, Clarence wasn't around. No, Clarence didn't show up. It was just me. Right. Yeah, somebody was playing with my butt a little bit in Victory Lane.
Wow,
it happens. He's smiling. It was good, wasn't it? It was good.
Past man from Mifflin Town. Dwayne Heimbach wins Port Royal.
Yes, he did.
He passed the man from Mifflin Town.
He did.
And he's retiring too this year.
And he's retiring, but they had a little battle there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a trivia question for you.
Yes.
What frame does Blaine Heimbach run?
I know this.
Dun, 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 dun.
I know this.
Go ahead, let it out.
It's Mark Smith tag.
It is a Mark Smith Mark 1. Yes.
Mach 1.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that in a picture. That's the only reason why I remember. I got a computer chip memory.
And Blaine Heimbach,
are you serious?
Joe's not believing that. But we must say, Blaine has been hooked up this year with that Mach 1.
At Port Royal, too.
Yes.
I mean, so. And then, they go out. The dirt modifies went to Michigan.
Michigan, Lake Odessa to be exact.
I mean, granted, only 21 of them showed up, but still.
Who's counting?
I am. It says 21 right there.
Right there, you have it.
You know, I ain't lying. You know, but right down Broadway picks up the win, Mr. Bratton. It's Hearn, Matt Shepard, Billy Dunn, and Jimmy Phelps. I believe Matt Shepard is still your point leader. So.
Oops, I didn't get points.
That's okay. And here comes Brett Hearn now. Here comes the end of the season. Money's on the line. Points are on the line.
And what happens?
Brett always wins. It's like Chris Carter always catches touchdowns. Brett Hearns always wins. You know? So,
very true.
So I don't know how he does it. And then we had ARDC Midgets.
Over at that New Egypt Speedway.
The New Egypt Speedway, which has got some news coming up. In for the win, Stevie Buckwalter, Alex Bright, Nick Ween was the top three. Mr. Buckwalter kind of makes it like ARDC is like his playground.
It is.
You know?
He's got everything exactly the way he needs it on that number one car.
He's like the Buckwalter Bullet.
Does Stevie have a proper nickname? Do we know?
I don't think so. But that Buckwalter Bullet, pretty good.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
You know? That ain't bad.
Joe, but I don't want to alarm you, but if you look over your left shoulder, the sky is getting awful dark. Don't use the flashlight, you bonehead. You're not going to see anything.
Who's using a flashlight?
Whip.
Oh.
I wasn't calling you a bonehead, Joe.
Oh, well, that's unusual.
We're not. If it starts raining, we just got to go. We got to go.
We got to go.
Yeah, I had a patron ask me earlier what we're going to do if it rains, and I said, we're going to get wet. So,
are computers good in the rain?
Although,
not real good, no.
No?
No.
We'll be all right.
Maybe our fan base could bring some of these umbrellas over here.
And they should fan us with big palms and feed us grapes.
No. No.
What's wrong with me?
And why would you bring up thongs, Tanner?
Yeah, why would you bring that up?
What?
I have one on right now. Backwards.
All right. Back to news.
I have a fight in my head right now. You people don't even want to know.
Okay.
Dude, you like it.
No, I didn't like it. I'm scared. Hey,
He's a scared.
Don't be scared. I'm just a Bentley.
What's going to happen on Tuesday, August 20th?
There's going to be a Jersey Rush.
Jersey Rush. The 410 Sprint cars and the big block modifieds. Wind sail panels and 358 modifieds will show up and run at the New Egypt Speedway.
Hey, don't forget, no modifieds this weekend at New Egypt Speedway.
Because of that.
Exactly.
So will we have some invaders maybe at the hill?
Maybe.
That go-down dude, he'll probably show up. I don't think that pouch guy will.
All that racing for $30 is not bad.
No, four times
at
big box, man.
Well, you know what's kind of cool? Speaking of that go-down dude, go-down and Neil the Wheel are going to make their 410 Sprint Car Racing debut.
What?
And check this out.
Where does it say that?
It's knowledge.
It's just knowledge.
Just knowledge, brother. It's all good.
Just hang with us.
It's all good.
So what are we going to do?
And somebody that raced 10 is going to make their modified debut. Who is it? It's a trivia question.
I knew this.
It's going to be in a go-down prepared car.
Aww.
Danny Sammons.
No. Was it?
Is it
there you
really?
Have it. He's going to drive a big block modified.
I bet it's a 747.
Probably is. Yeah.
Good assumption, Whip.
Go down in a 410 could be kind of exciting. You know? He might like that.
He might like it. Yeah, Ryan will gas it, man, for all it's
worth.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, checkers are wreckers, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we wish those gentlemen luck that are... swapping divisions there that night. That'll be interesting. Now, they're not swapping completely. I mean, they're going to run Ryan and Neil the Wheel are going to be running both divisions. Even though it's their debut in the 410s, they're still going to be driving both divisions.
Neil the Wheel well is exciting, too.
Oh, yeah.
He got a heavy foot.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Here's the question. That's next Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So to show or not to show, that is the question.
Well, I will have to put out a call to my good friend, Mr. Nick Leach, and see if we can get set up, and perhaps we can do a live remote from New Egypt Speedway. And for those of you who cannot see this, Whippy is playing with his light, and he is ultra fascinated.
Here we go again.
The little, yeah.
Here we go again.
You ever if you have a cat and you get one of those little red laser pointer things and you just kind of wiggle it around all over the place, that's what Whippy's doing right now.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Dude, you're like so into the light, dude.
Yeah. We're Jersey Russian, man.
Dude, you are.
It's like a rush.
Hey, maybe we should bring a laser next week and see if Whip has fun with that.
He'll climb up the freaking wall.
So I think everybody got to get out to this Jersey Rush thing because I think
it's definitely
gonna
it's going to be an awesome show. And this is the first time. This is the Jersey Rush 3, and this is the first time that I can recall that there has been modifieds with it.
No.
This is not the first time. They always had modifieds with it.
Yes.
Thank you for pointing it out.
I've been there to the other two.
So was I. I just didn't pay attention.
Probably.
That's
probably
good
weren't.
Good night.
Grasso won the last one, I think.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you have it.
You got a computer chip memory, too.
It's a steel trap.
Mm-hmm. I'm still not buying into that.
Oh, my.
Hey, back to some results.
Back to results.
Edge.
What happened at Abbottstown?
The Edge, Brian Montes.
The Pigeon Hills of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Brian Montes picks up the win over Freddie Raymer, Alan Crimes, Jimmy Siegel, and Corey Haas. So, Freddie's in the top five again.
Yes.
Jeez.
With some of those heavy hitters out there in Knoxville, they're still with a stout field there at Adams Abbottstown.
And speaking of the go-down, Mr. Godon picked up the win at the New Egypt Speedway Saturday night. So
that's probably who came in second?
That would be John Strangler and David Van Horn and Billy Pouch. So,
you know, Billy doesn't have a grip on that place like he had in past years. What's up with that?
Well, they found that bar, so that changed everything.
What are you saying?
Wow. When did they find it? Last year?
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, I mean, and ever since then, hey, you know. He wins.
Yeah.
He's just not dominant. No problem.
Wow.
I mean.
Speaking of John Stangle, who finished second, I had a very interesting chat with him last week at Grandview. When I'm privy to elaborate on that situation, I'll fill you boys in on that.
Leave it hanging again.
John, when was this? He wasn't at Grandview.
Yes, he was.
Was he a fan?
Yes, he was.
Just a fan.
A
fan that's got plans?
He is a fan with a plan.
Wow.
See,
Joey always does this. He lets these cats halfway out of the bag, you know?
Yeah.
And then they're squealing and scratching around.
Like the pig you are, Scotty.
People scratching their butts going, what the hell?
It's very interesting information. And I'll talk to John, and if he would like to elaborate on our show.
Why don't you have John come on the show and let it out himself?
We could possibly do that.
That would just be, you know, good broadcasting, something you'd know a little about. But anyway.
Exactly. That's why I do it the way I do it.
Okay.
Hey, Saturday night, big Knoxville Nationals. I hate to say this.
Eric Whippy, who won? Who is your favorite driver?
No.
What did you say? What was his name again? Oh, that's right. Donnie Schatz. Yes, you're
Schatz,
right. Donnie Schatz.
Right? Schatz.
Yeah.
My favorite driver is Donnie Schatz.
You had to post it on Facebook. It's got to be true.
Yep. If it's on the internet, it's true.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep. See, that's Justin. You didn't even know he was a Schatz fan, did you?
He's a closet Schatz fan. Yeah, he is.
Same garage with him and everything. You didn't even know.
Since you're such a Schatz fan, do you know what position he started in?
Where did he start, Eric?
Yeah, he started deep.
You are correct. 25th.
A real fan knows those kind of things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's reading it.
Yeah. Hey, love this guy or hate this guy, man. You got to give him props. He can get around that place.
He's the new king of Knoxville.
Hayton.
Yeah. What is it? 7 out of the last 8 Knoxville Nationals, this man has won.
I hate that.
I chalked that up as domination.
Yeah. Yep. So.
Hey, guess what, fellas? It's getting a little 50.
You know what?
Is that a sign that something's coming with the
wind? You wonder? You know?
Yeah.
You know, you say domination, I'm thinking of another D word.
Well, I'll tell you what, until he loses, I ain't going out there for the show. It's on my bucket list, it ain't happening. You know?
Until he stops winning, we're not going.
Yeah, we're not going. You know?
Well, that solves that dilemma.
Yeah, so we ain't going to Knoxville for a while, it looks like. $150,000 he won.
Yeah, it's not cheap. Purse there.
For 50 laps. Oh, wait, I lied. He started 21st. We gave him 4 more positions.
Yeah, so. But at a 410 sprint car race, man.
Yeah.
21st is deep.
Yep. So, good for him. And then another.
Excuse me for a second. Eric, what was the 50-50 out there? You told me that the other night. $19,000 take home for the 50-50 winner.
On Saturday night.
I'd have jacked that dude in the parking lot, man.
I'd still be out there stuck in the field somewhere.
19
smoking
grand.
The corn.
Dude.
Yeah. The corn would be a blazing.
Smoking the green corn.
Oh, yeah. We'd be green corning up tough.
19 grand for the 50-50. That'll take the edge off your Friday. Yeah. Holy mackerel.
Yeah. Yep. And then, hey, out at Sealands Grove, once again, we got another tribute. Jay Grasso picks up the win. And honors Kramer Williams. He had the Pink Panther on the tank.
He did.
And they had a huge Pink Panther stuffed animal at Victory Lane. And the Kramer Williams family was there to
Kramer's
celebrate
family,
it.
Family was there. They also had Kramer's car there. And it paced the field. Kurt, his son, paced the field
if
in
I was
Kramer's car.
Why I in the house.
I couldn't see how I was just reading about it, and it was emotional. It's something else.
So, I mean, hats off to
nice
them.
Nice tribute out there at Sealands Grove to the Kramer.
You know, Charlie Page and everybody out there, you guys did a hell of a job on that. And
J.J. Grasso came in for the win, and that was a car that Kramer built.
Nope.
That was a Kramer craft car.
It was a Kramer craft car.
Yes, it was.
Wow.
Makes isn't that weird?
That's unbelievable. That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Gives you.
Yeah. What do you got, Joe?
Hey, we got some things coming up here at the Bridgeport Speedway this coming weekend. Friday night, the Gloucester County night is on tap for all residents in the county. We'll be admitted into the grandstand for just $5. The IPM Pest Management 600cc Micros, 270cc Microsprints, and 4-cylinder Endurers are joined by a special appearance of the Slingshots. It's pretty rare for the Slingshots to get down there to Bridgeport Speedway. All gates unlock at 5 o'clock. The first green flag waves at 7:15. Admission is just $10 and no charge for kids under 9. Also, on Saturday at Bridgeport Speedway, keep in mind, as I said earlier, the New Egypt Speedway does not have modifieds on Saturday night. So, Bridgeport is going to have twin 20-lap features for big block modifieds on the 5/8 mile. The driver with the overall best finish will be a guaranteed starter for the 51-lap Friends of Mike race. We'll also lock himself into a redraw position for the 7,500 to win feature event. Crate Sportsman and Outlaw Stocks will also be on the agenda. And again, Bridgeport's doing some pretty cool stuff for admission for the residents from Egg Harbor, Galloway, and Mays Landing, along with all drivers of motorcycles, will be admitted into the grandstands for free.
For how much?
Free. Competitors can begin to enter the pits at 4:30. Grandstand ticket office opening at 5:30. Action on the outer oval starts at 7 o'clock. Adults 16 and older, admission will be $20, with students 10 to 15 being admitted for 10. Kids 9 and under are free. Pit admission is $30 for Bridgeport members and $35 for non-members. Bridgeport's doing some really, really cool stuff for getting their fans out there.
Hats off to Bridgeport.
Sir.
I did not believe you. I did not believe you, and I had to look up New Egypt's schedule myself.
He's calling you out.
You calling me out, punk?
You are absolutely right. Sportsman, Fast Track Crates, 305 Sprints, Fast Track Late Models, and a Demo Derby.
He called you?
Scott, I'm always right.
Well, I should learn to trust you more often.
Probably should.
On certain things.
Oh, certain things.
Yeah.
Yeah, wanna, certain things.
There's a thin line there.
Okay.
Now, this is a very special portion of the show.
Yeah.
For myself and for all of us here at Low Down and Dirty, because I'm going to do the Linda Speedway results. Now, all of us here from Low Down and Dirty were in attendance at Linda Speedway, and I'd like to give a huge shout-out to my buddy Eric Whitby, who is about to get mic'd up momentarily because he was our 600 modified winner on Friday night. Oh, yes. What makes this even more special is Eric took the time to change his familiar 12E 600 modified in memory of our dearly departed Kramer Williamson, and we put a pink 73 on each door. I personally did that for him, and I was very honored and very glad that he actually asked me to do that for him. So, first of all, I want to thank you. Congratulations on your win. It was a pretty emotional win for you, and you did an awesome victory lane interview.
Thank you very much. I was going to do something. I didn't know what to do. Looking for pink duct tape, and I posted on Facebook, and everybody named every store in America. And one person said, run his number and put it in victory lane. So
and
I went with it, you know, and it felt good to take it to victory lane for him. You know, I wanted to.
You said that in your victory lane interview. I don't know if you remember that. You said something that really, really caught my attention. You said that you were honored to put Kramer in victory lane one last time.
Oh, yeah.
And that was awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
I met Kramer when I was about 13 years old. URC,
mm-hmm.
And all these years watching him race and all that, he was one of my favorite drivers. So it was very easy to do a tribute for him. So
unbelievable,
yes.
great job, and thank you so much for allowing the Low Down and Dirty Gang to hop into Victory Lane photos with you.
Oh yeah, that was a fun time.
Yeah, it took me a while to waddle over there, but I got there.
Yeah,
you know?
Some of us had more fun than others, but
yeah.
Some
of us did have more fun than others. Yes, yes.
It's all where you are in the photo. That's what it was all. Wherever you were positioned in the photo,
positioning. Yes, yeah. Exactly. I just hope that my hand shows up in the photo.
I think it was. I've seen a picture.
No, it's great stuff, Eric. Hats off to you, man. It was an awesome tribute, awesome win. That was yours, man. Seriously.
Thank you.
We're going to be denied. We were busted on you a little bit for a little bit of a slow start there at the beginning, but you
slow.
Oh, okay, it was all right. Snail pace.
Sleep. Yeah.
It wasn't that I was sleeping. I got up in that.
The fluff.
It looked like slime, but it just sucked the momentum out of the car, and I was hoping the guy behind me would hit me, and he didn't. So
he did. Jordan Dreyer finished second to you. Jordan ran a great race, and I believe that was his first time out in the 600 modified all season long.
I think so.
Yeah. So he
and the restart, he tried to warn you.
Yeah.
I think a camel hauled behind
was
him probably
car.
Would have accelerated.
He was in the zone, though. He was in their zone. You know?
Oh,
yeah, that was
my
a big win.
So let's just go over this here from Linda Speedway. The Jesus Race Team 600 Modifieds, as I said, was won by Eric Whitby. He was followed by Jordan Dreyer, Mark Ludwig, Jeremy Geiswhite, and Bobby Scherf. The Hoosier Tire 600 Sprints were won by Alex Bright. That was three in a row for him out there at Linda Speedway.
What a pass for the win.
Unbelievable, man. That was
awesome
racing.
He can really haul it.
He can wheel them 600s, man.
And roll the top?
Roll the top like nothing. He was getting it. Zach Light was second. Anthony Macri was third. Dan Satter was fourth. And Ron Lewis was fifth. The RTS 270 sprints. First-time winner, Mike Binkley. First-time winner anywhere. Not
That's
just
a loss.
So congrats to him. He was followed by Darren Miller, Lyle Stroman. Is that the bread guy? Scott Gingrich and Austin Bishop. Austin Bishop's been just running awesome at the 270 out there. Good stuff. Just amazing. Linda started a little bit later than normal. They typically start at 7:30. They probably didn't get going until about 8:30 due to a late afternoon
monsoon
that rolled through. But
they did an excellent job with the track.
They did an awesome job.
And they did an excellent job.
All night. And it was just unbelievable. So
they did an excellent job getting the show through how quickly yet, too.
Yeah. And that's the thing. They started at 8:30, and we were done by 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very quick show.
It was unbelievable. So great job to those guys. So, oh, I forgot a division here. The Isha's Towing Chargers, 15 laps. That was kind of a drug-out, battle-out thing, too, man. Rich Bossinger won over Tyler Stump. Ed Hollenbach was third. Brian Durr was fourth. And Chris Warren was fifth. Those guys were having at it there. There was a little powwow on Victory Lane three cars there. Did you get any skinny on that, Eric, as to what was going on?
No, I have no idea what happened out there.
They were just acting all kinds of crazy.
You stay
Full
away from the street
madness.
Stock, guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Say no more. Full Fender Madness. You know?
What's Fender Madness?
It is. So
good stuff.
Gotta love it.
Well, that's pretty much going to wrap it up here for all of our results. We appreciate everybody tuning in at this point in time. We are going to take a brief break.
I got one announcement.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Brett Dale's Short Track Nationals, which is at 5 Mile Point Speedway on October 11th and 12th. Now we'll have a Friday night show of Sportsman's, IMC Modified, and 600cc Modified, Eric and Justin.
There you go.
So at 5 Mile Point Speedway on the Friday night before the Short Track Nationals, Mr. Brett Dale has scheduled a race and have open practice for the Short Track Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
So now you'll be able to race Friday night Sportsman's, IMC Modifieds, and 600 Modifieds. So they just announced that today. So I think he put it on the social media page and got a lot of hits for it.
Yeah.
And
I think that's a wise decision on his part to do that. I think it's an excellent, excellent idea.
Because the Short Track Nationals is also your weekend of Super Dirt Week. And if you can't afford Syracuse, you can afford the working man's race, the Short Track Nationals.
Just like the people assembled here tonight think it would be a good idea for the night before the Sixer to have a event also, right?
Late models and 305 sprints? Just throwing it out there?
Midgets.
Midgets would be good.
600 modifieds.
600 mods.
Yep.
All that would work.
Yep.
It'd be good. They have thousands of fans in the parking lot anyway.
Yeah. And if you don't want to go in, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
But you're drunk. You're
already there.
Oh, let's go in, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, let's go racing. You know?
Let's go win.
Dude, let's do it.
Put your $15 down, you know?
Yep. And who knows? You might be able to save your seat. What's that? PSA?
We got a vintage motorcycle here starting up. That if you can't hear us, that's
we're live. We're live.
We're live at the Wingman in East Greenville. What happens?
Far, far, far away from Greenville.
But dude, it's so close. You know,
it's still so close.
Well,
okay, gang, we're going to take a brief break here, and when we come back, we're going to have our good friend, Mr. Chad Sinnott, on the line, and this is going to be somewhat interesting, I believe. So we're gonna phone our buddy Chad up and see what's happening here.
Yeah,
so
phone your friends. Tell them to tune in.
So hang tight here with all of us here at Low Down and Dirty. We will be back momentarily.
Hey, everybody, this is your old pal Clarence on behalf of Low Down and Dirty. We're going to be talking about some wings tonight here from the Wingman Bar and Grill, located over here in East Greenville, Pennsylvania. The Wingman Bar and Grill serves the freshest, mild, hot, suicide, and tough guy wings if you can handle them. They also have a nice menu of hot and cold subs, pizza, wraps, and panini. The Wingman also has 12 beers on tap and a large selection of cold takeout beer. In addition to the fine eat-in dining experience, a large takeout menu, a wide assortment of beers on tap, the Wingman Bar and Grill also holds special events and entertainment such as Texas Hold'em Poker, trivia, karaoke, and from time to time they even have some live bands. Take advantage of Wingman's outdoor seating for the summer. Enjoy the summertime. The restaurant and bar are open daily from 11:30 a.m. on up at about to 2 a.m. and a bar menu be available at the 10 p.m. So be sure to check out their website for weekly chef specials. You can find them at the web at www.wickmanbarandgrill.com. You can also find them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/The Wickman Bar and Grill. The Wickman Bar and Grill has been voted best wings in Philly for 4 years in a row. Also voted best burger in 2010. For takeout service, call in your order at area code 267-923-5067. Stop on by and bring some friends and make a night of it. The Wingman Bar and Grill is located at the shops at Upper Hanover and downtown East Greenville, PA. Stop on in. Clarence will be over there eating some wings and chowing down. Grab a beer and have some fun. Let's all go to the Wingman in East Greenville. Cajun's Candle is a family-owned company that makes the finest quality hand-poured candles you'll find anywhere, in many different colors, sizes, and scents. They use only the best wax and scents to ensure your candle performs to its very best, each and every time. Cajun's uses a unique blend of hybrid wax that consists of a 50% soy and a 50% paraffin mixture, enabling the best of both worlds in candle making. The soy base is to ensure a cleaner burn while being environmentally friendly, and the paraffin is used to achieve a great scent throw and the ability to add color nicely, giving those bright, vibrant colors that catch your eyes. Cajun's Candles carries a wide variety of gel candles as well. Need a fundraiser for your school or church? Candles make a great item to use for fundraisers for any type of function you may have. Give Cajun's Candles a call at 610-960-5677 or find them on the web at www.cajunscandles.com. And for all you Facebook users, be sure to like them at Facebook at facebook.com/Cajun's Candle. For 26 years, Joe Adams Lettering LLC has been providing graphics and lettering to a large base of clientele throughout the United States, and even as far away as St. Martin's, Netherlands Antilles. Services include signs, truck lettering, race car lettering, logo design, and much, much more. Joe Adams Lettering LLC is the graphic provider of choice for many of the local schools, churches, athletic departments, racetracks, and promoters alike. Our friendly service and attention to detail ensures that our clients are receiving the finished product that they want, need, and desire. Starting a company and need to get recognized? We have full branding capabilities, from logo concepts to the finished product, placed right on your sign, company truck, van, letterhead, and business cards. All done right here, in-house, at our Bechtelsville facility. Joe Adams Lettering LLC custom designing capabilities set you apart from the competition. We provide custom t-shirt artwork, banners, yard signs, magnetic signs, billboards, and much, much more. Take advantage of our full printing capabilities and get noticed. From small window decals to full wraps, we got you covered. Give us a call at 484-638-0931. Or you can check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Joe Adams Lettering LLC and like us so you can keep up with some of the latest happenings. Look for our logo on the side of a race car at a local track near you. And remember, love the A and the A. Diamond Disposal offers a wide variety of disposal services, including residential and commercial weekly service, roll-off dumpster service, competitive pricing, and special contracting rates. Diamond Disposal serves the Berks County and surrounding areas. For competitive rates and prompt friendly service, please give Diamond Disposal a call at 610-845-1117 or visit them on the web at www.diamonddisposalllc.com. For all of our loyal listeners here at Lowdown and Dirty, Diamond Disposal has been kind enough to offer a 1 month free trash removal if you sign on with Diamond Disposal and mention that you heard about this promotion right here on Lowdown and Dirty. So give the fine folks at Diamond Disposal a call and see what kind of savings they have for you. And remember, don't let your cash go out with the trash. Call Diamond Disposal, 610-845-1117.
Diamond.
Welcome back to Low Down and Dirty, everybody. I'm your host, Joe Adams, along with my buddy, Brian Whippy Whitman, Scott Deal, and the Queen, Tammy Allman. On the line right now, my good friend, my buddy, Mr. BPG, none other than Chad Sinnott himself. Chad, welcome to the program.
What's up, guys?
Not too much, man. We're just living a dream.
Hey, did you get a call Saturday from Finch that we were bringing a backup car?
Here we go. Take long.
No. I mean, I don't know if you did you even hear what was happening Saturday night up there?
Well, I don't need to hear what's going on. These guys got it under control. If we had to worry about beating anybody, I'd be involved.
There you go. First of all, Jack, congratulations to you and Dwayne and the entire team. For picking up the win. It was well-deserved. It was, as everybody's been saying here, we talked about it earlier in the program, this particular race here, everybody's been saying is probably one of the best modified races that they've seen either all year or ever. So, congratulations.
That was it looked like an awesome show. I mean, you know, I say what I said earlier, but, you know, Greg's had a great year. I mean, Justin Strong, Frank, Dougie, everybody. I mean, it's a good year up there. I mean, and people got to appreciate it a little more than they do, and then instead of pointing fingers about all the other crap that they believe that's going on, just sit back and enjoy the goddamn show.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nobody does that. Instead, it's what's behind my dashboard and what's going on with this and what's going on with that.
Well, wow.
No, I mean, if you want to know what's going on behind my dashboard, it's a $1,000 bill away. And believe me, when you're done, I'll take your $1,000 and I will take a very nice picture of me sitting out at one of my restaurants having a very nice meal on your $1,000. You know what? I'm down with it. Please do it. Tear us down. I would love to see it.
There you go.
The cost of your friendship.
You know what? I'll pay for half of it.
We got fans that are clapping for that.
That's
all clap.
I think I could get a collection up during intermission.
Pass the hat. Let's go.
We'll pass the hat at Grandview on Saturday.
We're having a helmet drive tonight to tear our chat down.
We should do it. It'd be fun.
Yeah, if you're tired of this crap, you come up to me Saturday during intermission when I'm walking around and start giving me money and come up with $500, folks. And we'll tear them down.
Yep, do it. Let's have fun.
Yeah.
I may have to cut my choice of wines back a little bit, but it'll still work. I'll still have a nice night.
That's two boxes, you'll get one box of wine.
You know? Boxes. Whip, you got to calm down, buddy. You got to get deep. Open your leg, man. What happened to you?
Work.
You have some kind of alpaca incident or what?
Yeah. No, Joey's prepared then. They're still at the shop.
I still got the alpacas at my place. They ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, but apparently Joey knows how to mount them right. Maybe you got a problem there, buddy.
Yeah, you have a
nothing, man.
Yeah, I'll teach you how to mount them alpacas.
You got to get a little more of a running start.
That's my problem.
You have alpacas?
We've got a spectator here that's got alpacas. Oh,
we have a listener.
Oh, man.
We have a fan here that informs me that she has two alpacas for Christmas. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm about to give them another present.
I want alpacas every spring and fall through town.
Fantastic. I get
can your, barely hear her, and that's probably a very good thing.
You're right. You probably don't want to hear it, but it's all good.
Yeah.
I'm getting an address. I have two more friends.
Yeah. Now you got four alpacas.
Yes,
you're
I do. I
got her. You're like pimping.
That is big pimping. I got a harem of alpacas.
Yep. Pimping.
All right, we went right for it right at the beginning. So what's our next big issue? What's
yeah,
the next one?
Now.
We're done.
I think we're done.
Thanks
for coming on.
Oh, gosh.
We talked about the box, and we talked about alpacas. We're done.
We're good. There is one thing.
Well, good night, guys. Thanks for stopping by.
There is one thing that I wanted to talk to Chad about that very few people know about. I mean, you have a winning small block dirt track champion and driver in Dwayne Howard, but very few people know.
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor. You also have another kind of a hot racer in your family, don't you? Why don't you elaborate on that and let us and the listeners know what's going on there?
My son is very quickly moving up the ranks in the sailboat racing world. And it's been an interesting experience for us, and he's doing very well.
I'm told he is the Dwayne Howard of the sailboat racing world.
He is not afraid to make his own lane. And I had a father come up to me after the second race and said, "Your son's the dirtiest sailboat racer I ever seen." He started skinning my face, and I laughed at him. I said, "Buddy, I've lived this world in a lot bigger environment than you'll ever understand."
Yeah, I've been in a bigger pond than this lake.
Yeah, I said, "You know what? If you start bringing up titanium sails and everything else, and sponsored the race, and we're running traction controls, and I got something behind his sail. I understand it, man. I've lived this world before."
Yeah, lightweight sails, yeah.
Yeah, you got lightweight sails, and he buys his own air. He buys his own wind. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? You got to buy his air for him. Christ, it's only going to win. I control the sky. Don't you know that, Joey?
Yeah,
I knew that.
How does traction control work on water?
I don't know. How does it work on dirt? We're still trying to figure that out, too.
Yeah. When someone lets you know, we'll clue us in.
When I buy one, I'll let you know.
Yep.
Apparently, I got like six of them.
Yeah. They're like transponders, you know?
And Dad, you and I have talked about this a million times.
Hey,
Joey,
I can get 200 miles away and be sitting in my pool by my beach, and I can make Dwayne win races. Did you know that?
I know that. We've talked about
that. I'm going to win tonight. Let me hit this green button. This is the win button I heard. We're going to win tonight.
That's awesome.
All they got to do is sponsor another race and everything else, and it just works.
And this is a true story because he has called me already from his sauna, literally 200 miles away while Dwayne was winning. So, yeah,
that's
he does
here.
Have the magic button. While drinking wine, and it wasn't boxed wine.
No, it wasn't boxed wine. Sorry, guys. I got a little bit of taste. Jesus. Tell me a break.
I know.
Though I did drink it at the Sixer one year, and we won, so maybe I ought to try drinking that some more.
There you go. And that's another thing that I wanted to touch upon with you tonight. You are the sponsor again, the main title sponsor for the Freedom 76 this year. All of us
apparently
fans,
that's how you win races around
well,
here.
Well, you're buying them. You're buying them.
He's won three
thank
of them
God
already.
Thank God we're still capitalists around here, not communists.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Now, Obama still lets me win something every once in a while.
There they come.
Oh.
We really appreciate everything you do at Grandview Speedway. And
I can tell. Let me tell you. I can tell by all the emails and everything else I get. The love is just flowing.
Oh, you exude love, my friend.
Apparently I do.
Seriously, Chad, does that get under your skin at all?
No, it really doesn't. We're so used to it at this point. It's going to breed a big question, though. What's going to happen when we're not there?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
people aren't going to really...
When you take away a third of the race that happened on Saturday night, I mean, with Jeff and Dwayne and Craig, and you take out one of the big pieces of that, people bitch about, if Craig and Dwayne are winning all the races, they're in front. What happens if they weren't there?
Exactly.
I mean, what happens if they get tired of listening to the bullshit and one day they just say, "Hey, I'm not coming back there anymore"?
Right. Huh? I always say if you're a true race fan, you appreciate the talent like Dwayne, like CVD, like Jeff Strunk, coming from the back every week where they've got to start in the handicap system that, that Grandview has. If you don't appreciate what those guys pull off every week, then you're not a race fan.
Well,
no,
Craig,
you're not.
Craig, should have won, Craig probably should have won the show. I mean, he probably should have. You ask Dwayne that, he'd tell you the same thing. I mean,
exactly.
You got the, at least, the, you know, when people are screaming at these lap cars, get out of the way. Well, every once in a while, you got to get out of the goddamn way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and people say these guys got to respect the back of the pack guys. Well, you know what? These guys getting lapped got to respect the guys who are trying to win 10 grand. I mean, that's the way I look at it. I mean,
yeah.
If it was reversed, they'd want the same. They'd want the same respect.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I mean,
right.
If that was a 50 lap slick racetrack, and the guy who started on a pole would have ran out in the front and would have caught up to everybody else, he would want that same respect.
Right.
And that's the way it needs to be. It can't be a one edged sword. It's got to work both ways. And it's a shame that people got to be that way. I mean, it's a shame. But hey. That's the way it is. I'm not going to worry about it. I mean, we've done our duty there, and we've had a great season, and we've enjoyed it. It's going to be hard for us to win the championship this year, probably. But hey, good for Craig. Craig deserves it. He's had an excellent season.
I love
Craig. I mean, Craig's a friend of mine, and I hope he continues to have success.
I can walk my alpacas.
Well, you know, you bring that up about. It's going to be tough for you guys to win the championship this year. I did notice in the Area Auto today that Dwayne basically said the same thing. In fact, they were even questioning bringing the second car this week because they didn't know if it was worth it or not. And because he doesn't think he's got a chance in winning the championship. And when he thought about it twice and said 10,000 on the line, I guess that changed his mind.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? That's what the championship pays. So you take your 10 grand and you say, you know what? We won it. I mean, that's kind of the way you look at it. We won 8 or 9. I don't even know what the number is this year. I mean, we've done what we had to do to win it.
Yeah.
And it's you deal with it and you move forward. I mean, we've got $25,000 coming up in a couple of weeks. I mean, it was a tough pill to swallow last year when we won the 50 when everyone thought we were going to win it. But that's what makes that. That's what makes people want to go.
Right.
I mean, no one would have thought that Jeff was going to win that race, but he did.
Yeah.
Guess what? This year, Jeff hasn't had a great year. He could go and win that 50 grand this year or 25 grand again this year.
Very easily.
You don't know. That's the beauty of going there.
That's why we race him. That's why we race
right.
him. Right. You know. But now, you've been into this deal 14 years, I think, around there.
Well, we have 14 years and 10 years of Grandview now.
Yeah.
15 years total.
I remember you on all the cars at Penn Can.
Yep.
Long time ago.
That's a long time.
Chad, I have an
years,
audience,
God bless you.
I have an audience member question for you. Do you aspire to move up to maybe anything bigger, a bigger division, sprint cars or beyond, anything in that realm?
The idea. I actually talked to Ernie about doing a truck. I wanted to put Dwayne in a truck 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was something we really wanted to do, but the costs are just like astronomical. I mean, and the political stuff is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you got it.
How about next year for the El Duro dirt race?
Yeah, how about El Duro dirt? Wouldn't Dwayne on El Duro in a dirt truck?
I don't know if we can get away with what we. I don't know if we can get away with our cheating there.
You're great,
man. Freaking tough there, apparently. Wait, that shit we got behind our attack might not get through there. And if they do, they'll call it over the radio, and everybody's going to know it because y'all got transponders in the stands. We'd be screwed.
You are awesome.
And Chad's at the beach pushing the button.
Yep. You don't even got to be there. You could be 800 miles away.
I got this long distance thing working. It's pretty cool.
But, I mean, truthfully, if you were going to do a truck, wouldn't that be the one race that you'd want to do?
Yeah, it would be. I mean, we're gonna sit down. Dwayne and I just talked probably an hour ago, and we have to find the fun again. I think that's one thing we're going to work on in the off season is just saying, hey, we get back to what's good if he decides to do it. I mean, he's
right.
kind of told me that he might not want to drive anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So if it gets to that point, then that's
well,
we made the deal together a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
That when I go, he goes, or when he goes, I go.
Right.
And so if he tells me he's going to stop, I'm going to stop too. So,
that's very sad here. I mean that's tough because you mentioned it earlier. You know, out of the big three, you take a third of that away. That's crazy. And what the race fans don't realize is we're spoiled.
Oh, absolutely.
Every Saturday night and seeing these guys do battle and Big Diamond on Friday nights. I mean, it's crazy. And,
you know, it just gets to a point. I mean, he has started going off to college, and I don't want to talk out of school again to Dwayne his private life, without a doubt. But
right.
He has his things, and I have my things. And, you mm-hmm. know, I mean, we get to a point where we say we're old in this sport
right.
for what we do. I mean, you know, and it gets to a point where you say, I don't want to listen to this shit anymore.
Exactly.
I just want to just kind of, I want to go to have fun. I mean, and I want to win, and that's what we do.
Right.
And when it gets to a point where it's not fun, and it's great we still win, but we can go other places and win, or we can just go home and just, he can come down to my place and, you know, hang out at the shore and drink a couple beers like we've done before and just say, hey, this is a lot more fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Because our daughters have great time. Our daughters have great times together. So I mean,
mm-hmm.
we've done that before too. I mean, we've hung out as families and just said, hey, this is great. On a Friday night one night, we blew up Diamond and he came down to my shore house and we sat in a hot tub and had a couple drinks and just said, screw it, this is awesome.
Good stuff.
No,
we don't need to race.
Yeah, when he got out of the car Saturday night, Dwayne was he was jacked up.
Well, he was jacked up because it was an awesome show. I mean,
yeah.
I think he was jacked up with that cool-ass lettering job we had going on.
Oh, man.
That was best of show for Forrest Rogers, for without a doubt. That was best of show car.
Hey, Joe, I forgot to ask you. Did you put that four on there?
No. I tell you what, I can't even take credit for it. It was way nicer than I could have done.
Oh, that's good. So you're not going to charge me $1,000 for that then either.
Yeah, 1,000. I'm not taking half off your bill, buddy. Come on now.
Oh.
I'm locking you a 50% discount for some duct tape numbers. No way. No.
Well, wait till you see our new cars next week.
Yeah, it's. I kind of let the Lowdown and Dirty Boys in a little secret here how it's going to look. So they'll be shocked when they see it.
I think it should be all duct tape. Don't you think it should just be all duct tape?
I'll tell you what. I think we're on to something. Why am I spending all this money on lettering?
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's way on the other side of lightweight vinyl.
Duct tape four on there and win $10,000.
Yeah, see, it's a pretty good deal. Just hey, Chad, remember you always help me get my daughter through college. I still have a son to go yet, so let's just keep it.
Got to keep racing.
It is my job to support the racing community.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Right. In any way I can, and I expect preferential treatment like I get from every racetrack up and down the East Coast.
That's right. That's right.
Because
Chad's bringing the dollars.
Yep. Telling it the way
Chad
it is.
Chad brings the dollars. He expects the front row starting spots, too, like he apparently gets every week.
There you go.
Every week. I know. It's amazing. How do you do it?
I don't know. God, it's amazing, isn't it?
He got that Brett Hearn thumb, man. He pulls out the number one all the time.
Yeah. That number one stuck to that thumb before
he reached
that
thumb actually does do it every time.
I know.
I still love
it,
guy.
How does he pull that pill all the time? You know, I don't know.
Sometime I'll tell you guys about my place in Old Forge and Heineken's and Brett putting his truck in the ditch.
Oh, that'd be good.
That's a good story. That's a really good story.
Maybe we should get Brett a call. Want to get Brett a call?
Hey, yeah, let's get Brett a call. You got Brett's number.
I'll get Brett a call. I can probably get him on. That was a good day.
Do you still
have? Notice I said day. It started
day.
like it was actually more like a morning.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. To set the scene, the sun's coming up.
Uh-huh.
for it.
Come on, well, wasn't quite that bad. Let's not get here. The sun is relatively high in the sky.
Now, speaking of Brett, you know, we have your big BPG Freedom 76 coming up here in about 4 weeks or so. Are you looking at putting someone else in a backup car?
I don't know. I don't remember what we got. I mean, last year we played around a bit, but I think this year we're going to – the year we won it, Dwayne went by himself, and I think that's the way I'm going to go.
Yeah, I think it's nice that you can focus. I know last year you had Kevin Hartnett driving a backup car, which is great. Kevin's a great racer. But, you know, you get two and three cars out there. I mean, I know there's a lot of money on the line, but what fans don't understand.
We had Ryan last year, too.
Ryan last year. Yeah, that's right. What racers don't understand is it's a tremendous amount of work just to get one car ready on a weekly basis. So when you got to get two and three ready, it really spreads.
Yeah, we really don't have to work that hard. We can buy for all these starting spots.
Well, that's true. Yeah, for you, it's not that hard.
Yeah,
take it easy.
We can get away with cheating like we do. We don't have to worry about this kind of stuff.
That's true. We just go and race to the front.
Well, yeah, you guys got.
Let me know when I beat this dog to the bone.
No, it's not yet. Not yet.
Let's keep going then.
You've been hearing it for 10 years, you know?
Yeah, because you're saying you get all week to hide it, and they only get 10 minutes to find it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're right. It's hard.
You know?
Finch apparently has places where he can hide things, and these are not questions we're going to take later. And it just works for him.
I think Vinci should just attach something someplace and let them find something.
He might like that.
Put a fake something.
He would like it. Yeah, right.
Strap it right to the front bumper.
Yeah, whatever.
That ain't
plain
sight.
Which bumper's that? You guys just caught me on the right night.
That's my
easy. You guys caught me on the right night tonight.
I love
that.
I love it.
I don't have to get up tomorrow. I'm taking my daughter to college tomorrow.
Yes. That's awesome.
So,
congratulations to her.
She got a scholarship to play field hockey at Providence, and tomorrow I'm going to fly her up in the late morning to go do her thing, and then she's not going to be back till Thanksgiving. So.
Wow. God bless you.
God bless you.
There we go.
That's nice stuff.
Wonderful.
Nice stuff.
Hey, we bought that, too, by the way. She's got this crazy titanium stick, apparently. It makes her awesome. Hey, Whip, did I beat it to death yet?
No.
Okay. I'm just going to keep checking back through the show, okay?
Any way you can get the way college is now, you got to get, titanium, whatever, man.
Yeah. Hey, Chad, you mentioned that you're going to be flying up to Rhode Island. And what airways are we going to be taking tomorrow?
I'm going to be taking the Chad Airways tomorrow, actually.
Uh-huh. Yep. Mm. Hmm. A little personal.
You got to go here, don't we? Yes, I am going to be getting in my jet tomorrow and flying my daughter up to school. Hello?
And we are back. Sorry for the little delay.
Welcome
back. Yeah, the red was out. We had a little modem issue here at the Wingman. It's no big deal. Some impending weather circumstation activity, all kind of, I can't even
make
up any.
It was a sunspot.
Yeah, it was a sunspot.
Are we back?
We're back.
We're back.
Yeah, thanks for being back.
I have two questions.
Okay. What is your first question?
Number one, am I allowed to curse on this show?
Yes, you can. Kind of late for
that. That's number one. And number two?
You've done that already.
Did you guys get my check to cancel the show when the questions got too hard? Okay, let's continue then.
He's going to pay us off.
All right,
Rippy, you're next, buddy. Pull out your breath. I heard it ain't that good.
I got good.
Well, apparently that's not the rumor in the street.
I tell you.
Hey, you're limping around on one leg. It ain't your best one.
Yeah.
It's a shame the listeners at home could not hear the conversation that was held in the private chat with Mr. Sinan.
No, it's good the listeners at home did not hear that.
Well, you know what? Half of them deserve to be screwed. Let's keep moving on forward.
Now, where are we?
It doesn't even matter.
Hey, are you and Alan Finch and everybody, are you guys going to run the Short Track Nationals at 5 Mile Point? Brett Dale show? No?
No.
Okay.
Next question. I like this.
Yeah.
We only got like 25 minutes to go, so hurry up.
Now, you did help out a 360 sprint car before.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
You did. Yes, you did. And your experience was that was like 1 year. Did you have enough of that? So this is crazy.
Who was that?
That was that Trevor. Oh, you helped the Trevor kid.
Trevor.
Yeah, with his sprint car.
Chris Coyle.
Chris Coyle.
Yeah, Chris Coyle. Just like Trevor, if you say it fast.
He stopped racing.
So now would you be another interest to get back into the sprint cars?
I have that effect on people.
Yes, you do.
You make them quit.
You make them quit. No. Would you do
it? That's the best you can do.
We're working up to it.
They couldn't find a
good hiding spot. You got a long way to go, pal. Come on, we only got 20 minutes to go.
You're killing Whippy at this point in time, Chad.
Hey, Joey. Are you asking a good question?
All right. I think this is what Whippy's trying to get to. All right.
Oh, God.
Would you be
interested? Can we get to this point?
Would you be interested
Joey, before
in getting
we went
into
the break, you were asking me questions about important stuff. What was it? Oh, about flying.
Where do you get the military supply of titanium?
Well, see, that's a secret.
They build reactors out of that stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How do you make axles?
We build cars out of that stuff, too, apparently. It's illegal.
Yeah, they do.
But no one can find it unless it's behind the deck.
Yeah, they only get 10 minutes, Chad. You get a whole week.
Well, you know what? All that somebody has to do is, and we don't take, and by the way, we don't take checks for teardowns. We prefer cash.
It's all cash money.
Yep, yes. All cash.
It can be
I like hundreds, too, by the way.
No. You might get a bunch of
Benjamin.
20s and 50s are so cumbersome, don't you agree?
Yes, it's just bulky in your pocket. You got to get the big bills.
I want a short Tony Soprano roll.
And what's that?
I'm so glad we're recording this. You know, we're gonna piece out some of these quotes from Chad and just use them at hysterical moments. You know,
do I get residuals?
I like large.
You do get residuals.
No, you didn't sign a contract. Not getting nothing.
You got to pay us.
Hey guys, don't you remember talking to my agent the last time I was on the show?
Yeah, I hated talking to him, man. That sucked.
Yeah.
He's very demanding.
That's tough.
No, I'm going to tell you something right now. Clarence ain't real happy about this whole titanium talk and all that kind of stuff like that there. All I'm trying to do is enjoy some wings from the Wingman, and that's everybody talking about it, all the titanium and this black box.
I didn't eat food.
Like that.
I didn't eat food.
You have to show
up. You got to come to the Wingman here and get some wings, bud. This is some good stuff here.
Well, I think we should thank the Wingman for hosting you guys tonight.
Yes, we should.
Yes.
We should. We love Chris at the
Give
Wingman
him a clap.
Here. Great stuff.
Chris has been a great host, as always.
Thank you, Chris. I hope I made you some money this evening.
I think you have.
I think you have.
I do. And you know what? Thank you for supporting local short track racing.
Yes, and actually,
next thing you know, they're going to be looking behind your dishwasher to make sure there's no freaking traction control behind it.
Before you say it, no, Chad, you haven't beat it to death. Keep going.
We want more. Keep it coming. Keep it coming.
If your pot's like cook a little too slow, next thing you know, that's what happens.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's right.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay, what
next
were you trying to get at?
We have any live questions?
Anybody in the audience have a question for Chad Sinan?
What is there about?
Now everybody's there. I hear crickets.
It's crickets.
I hear crickets. Man.
So how do you make a cricket sound? I can only make an alpaca sound.
Man.
Oh, gosh.
Then the drunken good-looking lady comes over and starts barking in your ear about her alpacas trying to show you pictures.
Come on,
yeah,
she come over and says,
seriously, I really do have alpacas, and I walk them up through town here sometimes.
Like, what?
Yeah. Okay.
Chad had to mention alpacas. You know, this lady's all over me, you know.
I definitely should have gotten paid to be on this show.
You should have seen the drunk dude trying to get on his bike while going down the parking lot.
Yeah, I tell you what.
If you want to find the fun in racing, Chad, you got to come here. This is where the fun in racing is, you know.
Well, all those Dwayne Howard fans out mauled out at the end of that conversation, because there's none of them there. Okay, let's move on.
You know, I tried to steer it in one direction there, you know, and it just didn't go, you know.
Yeah, I did a better job, didn't I?
Yeah. You know.
I have an audience question.
Oh!
Say it again.
We're gonna get
what
on
kind
the
of wings are you eating?
She's going to get on the open mic here, you know. Here we go.
When the fans act in a poor sportsmanship-like way and booing and accusing of cheating and everything like that, how does it affect the team? Does it hurt the morale, or does it make you work harder to prove them all wrong?
That's actually a quality question.
Well,
you don't go to Grandview every week, do you? Because that's way too intelligent of a question.
Oh. You don't go to Grandview every week because that was way too intelligent of a question to ask.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. But yeah,
you know what? I think it just gets to a point that it's a grind. And
it is
the same old stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know, we've been dealing with it for years because we win, and unfortunately we win. And you deal with it and you move forward. I mean, that's basically all there is to it. And, you know, you get accused of cheating. There's this report about this whole thing about how, I mean, I hate to address this because I think it's just a crock of shit from the jump, but mm-hmm. when someone puts it out there that they found something behind their tack and, like, they put it out there and it went across, you know, the walkie-talkies back and forth. Mm-hmm. That's such just a joke. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even deserve to be addressed. You know how many times we get torn down a year and everyone says, oh, because he pays to do this? Well, you know what? Then everybody else should pay to do it, too, and you wouldn't have to deal with it.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's literally that simple, you should do it, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, realistically,
I mean, if it's that simple to get away with it, that's the way it should be.
Right.
But you know what? Bruce and Teresa and Kenny and Tina are not going to allow that to happen at their track. It's not going to be the way it's going to be.
No.
Just enjoy the fact that they get more cars and they pay more money and they do things for racers that nobody else does.
Mm-hmm.
And just mm-hmm. go there every week and enjoy it. Enjoy the show that you saw last Saturday night. Don't mm-hmm. bitch about it.
Right.
Right on.
That's a round. That's a round.
I'm sorry we won, but we did. And you know what? And we're probably going to do it again. And Craig's going to do it again. And Jeff's going to do it again. And Doug's going to do it again. And Frank's going to do it again. And sorry, but that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want your car to be faster, Jesus Christ, stop bitching about the freaking shit that's wrong. Go work on your car.
Yeah, right.
It's that simple.
You win races in the garage.
You really
do. Yes, you do. And I have the greatest garage mechanic in the world. And you know what, Joey? Don't even make nasty comments about that because I know you just can't wait.
No,
but he is the best.
No, he
stop.
Is.
He's,
he is.
Stop.
He is. I'm just agreeing with
he's
you, bud.
Just agreeing. Yeah.
Yep. I would tell him I love him. I would tell him I love him, but I'm afraid where you're going to go with that, too. So,
yeah,
you know,
I'm kind of afraid, too.
He's, you know, I mean, we're a good team. And
mm-hmm.
we win races. It's hard.
Exactly.
Proof is Saturday night that you're a good
oh, absolutely.
Team.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, you pull that,
cars,
pull the
I
alcohol.
Motors. I changed cars. I changed motors. I changed gas to freaking alcohol to this to that.
Yeah.
Backup cars get spun, freaking everything else, and we still win. You
yeah,
know what?
Better.
I couldn't plan that. I couldn't cheat that if I wanted to.
No, you could.
You know, what am I supposed to do? Switch freaking motors, cars? You know what? I couldn't. I don't have enough wires hanging out of my ass to make all that happen.
Oh, my God. You know, hey, speaking about the whole gas and alcohol thing there, you guys were on a hot streak there.
Well,
you
I thought we were still talking about the wires hanging out of my ass.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah. I, that's
good. I don't want to let that go. That's quality
oh,
stuff.
Oh, we're going in deep now.
Unpleasant picture.
You know, you guys clicked off a pile of wins there in the beginning of the season there, several in a row, and then you did this whole alcohol to gas switch, and you guys struggled. And, nobody was complaining about you cheating then, and it wasn't that big of a deal. But I was told from Dwayne that Nick Gatto from Nick Gatto Racing Engines was a huge help in your success with getting your gas program going. Is that true?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, and. He was, and the guys from VP were, and you know, the people that you deal with. I mean, people just got to realize that it's a struggle every week.
You can't
go there and start 16th or 20th or 24th or 26th and just come through and say, the Red Sea does not part for us to drive to the front.
Right.
It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Lord does not come down and say, Dwayne's going to win tonight and part the sea.
Right.
I wish I had that power. I really
right.
do. Because I would make a lot of other things happen before I had won races with it.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It's
right,
right. really cool shit.
Yeah.
I mean, winning the Grandview is not in the top 10 or 20. You know, I mean, you know,
yeah,
winning the Powerball for you, Joey, would be one of my first things.
There you are. See, that's love right there, brother. That is love right
love
there.
Love the A.
Yeah. The A will love you back.
You know, you guys, this show obviously needs funding because we can't keep it on the air because a little lightning strike shuts us down. So, I mean, obviously we need to pump some money in this thing.
I'd like to thank our new sponsor, Brandon Products Group, from
Blue Ball. Apparently I'm a new sponsor of this show.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. You know what? We'll probably be cheating then.
Yeah, we'll probably have time.
I'll tell you what, you guys got the greatest transponder in the world that can, like, make things happen.
Yes.
Hey, that'll be the last time you guys ever have to deal with the storm.
Yeah. Exactly. I tell you what, can you imagine our internet speed if Chad sponsored us?
Because, Joey, I can make anything happen. I can turn the world
if
on
its starts
own.
Slowing down, we just say,
hey,
just
I can
call
put you guys. I can put you guys on an Asian thing in like a matter of seconds.
Right.
And you don't have to worry about things anymore. All these little linemen will be taking care of it for you.
That's what we need. That's
and
what
you guys
we need.
Can sit there and get, and you guys can sit there and get Chinese massages while you get in the show. Now we're talking.
This guy.
Yeah.
What y'all thinking? I can just hear Whip.
Yeah. Lucky,
please,
lucky.
Baby, tell me you don't fight. That's all I ask.
Don't fight.
You know? That was a little inside joke from me and Whippy from a few weeks ago. Dude.
Yeah, you know what? Whatever. I'm with it.
No, he's like, dude, seriously, she said, do you mind if I bite? You know, and he's like, not that.
Hey, Rip, sometimes you need a good biting.
Yeah. I was a little scared, Chad. I didn't know what to do. I was looking for help from my dad.
Is that why you're walking around in that brace on your leg?
I think that's what actually happened.
Well, that's what Ernie thinks.
That's what Ernie said.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Let's not bring Ernie into this.
Yeah,
he's
Ernie,
a family
Ernie,
man.
Ernie's comment was quite hilarious to Whip. It was pretty good stuff.
Yeah. I bring a side of Mr. Jackson out there.
We get to see the good side of people constantly. Absolutely.
So, more on the serious side, you were talking earlier. So you really do you think you got, maybe one, 2 more years maybe in this racket?
I may have 1 or 2 more months left in this racket. I mean,
Well, I'll tell you what, the way
Dwayne and I talked about tonight, we had a serious conversation about it, and I don't know. It's going to be a conversation that's going to happen in the off season, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know where we're going to go, or if we're going to go.
Yeah,
that's what it comes down to.
Well, Chad, do you have that conversation with Dwayne every year? I mean, every
not as extensive as this year.
Really?
I really think that he's tired of it.
Really?
I got that feeling tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you would have saw him come flying out of that car on Saturday, you would think, man, this guy's got a lot of fire in his belly yet to do some racing.
Well, I think he's got fire in his belly to do something that he doesn't have to deal with the things that he's dealing with. That's the kind of feeling I get.
Right.
And
it does wear on you after a while. It's crazy.
He's 50 years old. I mean, you know, that's the thing that people forget about us. We win because we're, I hate to say old, experience is a better world. Longer than two.
Better.
You know, we need blue pills to keep racing. You know?
That's how he's
cheating. I mean, that's what keeps us moving.
That's where the traction control is, in the blue pills.
Yeah, hey, you drop one of them in your tank and everything gets going.
Yeah, you can really go to the corner hard.
Yep, you can go in hard and keep it up.
And it never stops.
No, it keeps coming.
It keeps bumping away.
And they wonder where that foreplay number
is. We can make these jokes for the rest of the show. At least I can.
Yes, you can.
So just out of speculation, suppose the four sitting in victory lane the night of the Sixer. Is it over right then?
Yeah, probably.
Wow.
This is a tough year for race, man, if that happens, Chad. A lot of guys are, you know, just retiring.
Well, I mean, we park that there. Retiring's tough. It's hard. I've written this, and I've tried to do it, and people come back to me and say, hey, one more year, and one more year turns into two more years, and three more years, and four more years. But this year's been hard. I mean, you get ripped and you get ripped and you get ripped, and Christ, you're not even leading the goddamn points. You know, I mean, it's like, give us a reason at least. Throw me some money.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Well, we're passing the hat Saturday, folks, so bring out your dollars.
Yeah. Hey,
quarters.
You know what? That goes right to me. Let's get serious.
It does.
Yep.
I got kids to feed. I got sailboat racing to deal with.
Yep. Yes, you do.
I can see.
I will be in Brant Beach, Long Beach Island from Sunday to Tuesday, watching my son cheat his way to victory. Because that's what we do.
Because that's how you roll.
That's how we roll.
That's how you roll. Roll right to the front.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Oh, we've already
I'm not quite sure how we're going to do it yet, but you know, apparently we don't need to really know how we're going to do it. We just do it.
Just do it.
The collection has started, Chad.
We got our first donation, Chad.
We got our first donation. We're $499.75 away from making it.
Yes, we are. Hey, what? We keep chipping away like this, we're going to be in good shape.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? By about the time I retire, you guys ought to have it. I'll tell you what. I'll go dollar for dollar. I already did that, didn't I? Because I already said I'd pay half.
Yeah. Don't go no further than that.
Yep.
Man.
Yep.
Hey, break it down. I'd love it.
Right,
I need a nice dinner out.
I'm gonna rise this up, man.
I'll tell you what.
I wouldn't even take the dinner out. I'll donate it back to your show for you guys to get a better internet connection. Because yours sucks.
All right. Now we're talking my language.
Neil, spare your help. I need everybody's
help.
There
you go, guys. No. We're in business now. We're in business together.
Yeah.
Tear us down. I'm loving it.
This is good stuff here. You heard it here first. The challenge is out. This is a legitimate challenge.
What would Norm have to say about this?
I'm not sure.
I think Norm would jump
Go ahead, Joey. Come on, Joey. Don't let me down.
What would Norm have to say about this?
Come on, Joey. Don't let me down.
You know,
let me see if I can get a hold of him.
All right. Well,
go ahead. Get him on, Joey.
Okay. We'll get him on here momentarily and see if
Hang on.
He's got him.
I think this is nothing but a bunch of bullshit, Chad Simon.
I'm telling you what. I'm tired of you beating my ass.
Yeah, is that right, Norm?
Well, okay.
Welcome to the show, Norm.
Hey, Norm, it's nice for you to show up.
He just left. He just rolled out. He just stopped in for a little bit. Yeah, we have people buckled over here in laughter, so it's all good. It's all good. We appreciate him stopping by.
Who would have thought Norm Hansel would have showed up at our show?
I know.
Who would have thought I'd be here?
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable.
Got paid more than I did for a shorter stint.
Then? Oh.
Hey, by the way, Norm, you're still holding my $50,000 from last year, you bastard.
There it is. It only took an hour and 55 minutes. Yep. I'm still sleeping on it.
He hasn't even put that money in the bank yet, probably.
No, he still has that folded up in his wallet.
Yep. I'll fold up somewhere else.
You don't want to like to elaborate on that.
That's the cool thing. Uncle Norm doesn't need it. There's no question about that.
It's working good for him, Frank. Good for them.
It is. Everybody thinks
good marriage
you guys
there,
have,
and that's good.
Yeah, it is a good marriage for those. So everybody thinks that you guys have this big rivalry going on, and most of it is because of me. But anyway, you guys actually have a lot of mutual respect for each other, and you've been telling me all season long that you're very happy that that Norm got hooked up with Frank, and you wished him a lot of success.
Yep, he deserves it.
Mm-hmm. Said the exact same thing when he won a Sixer last year. You were actually very happy for Norm. A lot of people don't realize that.
My daughter off to college just walked into the room. She just said hi.
Hello.
Hey, do you want to say hi live on the radio? She said, not really. I can't.
That'll make her run.
She's off to win.
Unbelievable.
She's off to win field hockey games in Providence, which... Hey, Cal,
that is awesome.
With a titanium.
Hey, Tally, is your stick made out of titanium? Oh, that's right. We already know that already.
Is it made it through tech?
Is your stick made out of titanium? Well, of course it is. Hey, call that official. I bought them off for tomorrow. Oh, sorry. I can't say that out loud.
Unbelievable.
So with your daughter going there, you're now financing Providence.
Is there a racetrack up there?
Yes, there is. Indoor.
Indoor. Oh, man. Maybe we'll go there. If we went there next year, we'll know where that happened.
There you go.
It's a Dunkin' Donuts thing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Unbelievable. I am told by our lovely queen that we have 2 minutes left in the show, so what I'm going to have to do here is I'm going to have to wrap.
Will you be at the Sixer?
Hit me with a hard one, then. Hit me with a hard question. Come on, now.
Will you be at the Sixer?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Next question. Come on, we can get like 5 in if we keep going like this.
You did make the Gravy Speedway once this year, and I do apologize. I missed you.
Yeah, I know. Well, you were home with the alpacas.
I was. I just couldn't step away. It's hard to step away from the alpaca once you start spending quality.
Yeah, will you promise to come back on the show and keep us updated on Providence field hockey?
That won't take long.
Yeah, well, and then maybe we can talk about racing.
We should talk about racing.
All right.
We should.
You know what? She's sitting next to me, and she looks like a cheater, if you ask me. Hey, here's something. She has a Troyer sweatshirt on. I wonder if that's a sign of things to come.
There you go.
Hey, Cal. Behind your MSD, behind your tachometer, do you have anything there? All right, we gotta get something else in before the end of this. I need one more zinger. Come on, ask me something good.
One more zinger. Let's see here. Now she's really waving fingers at me here. We're running out of time rapidly. Who's got a...
Oh, tell her to relax. I'm the best guest you guys have had all year.
See,
there
that?
You go.
Yeah. Grab a seat.
We've had some doozies.
Oh, man. This is right up there. This is... How do you top all the accomplishments that you already have? You cheat
more. That's her question?
Yeah, that's her question.
Jesus, that's so
Oh, man, that's lame. I know.
Well, just keep winning. I mean, I don't know.
Just keep winning.
What new cheating technologies do you see coming for 2014?
You know what? Yeah, I got all sorts of new stuff for next year.
Yeah, we got lined up for next year.
Hey, I'll keep this up. You guys won't have to leave your house to do the show. We can just hit a button and, you know what? It'll be cool.
It's all good. It's all good. Well, unfortunately, we are completely out of time at this point in time. Chad, thank you so much for being our guest, and I'll be chatting with you sometime tomorrow morning once you get all settled in there. And
is that what you're going to send me my check?
Yes, I am.
All right, good.
I will send.
We're writing it as we speak.
Just don't cash it for a while. So I want to thank everybody
for
coming out.
Say hi, Callie.
Hi.
All right, Callie.
Thank you for being on the show. And
all right, guys.
Thank you so much for being here. Captain Scotty Deal, Brian Whippy Whitman, Tammy Allman, thank you so much for all your help. We appreciate everybody stopping out and checking us out. Thank you again to Chad Sinnen for being on the show. We appreciate everybody listening, and we hope to have you all tune in next week right here on Lowdown and Dirty.